Legacy Run 2017, from Fort Dodge to Reno. The annual charity motorcycle ride will cover nearly 1,400 miles across Kansas, Colorado, and Utah before arriving at the National Convention, by Steve B. Brooks. At one time a major cross-country conduit, U.S. Route 50 now goes by the title The Loneliest Road in America for a stretch through Nevada. But in August, that stretch will be filled with hundreds of American Legion riders participating in the 12th annual American Legion Legacy Run. The charity motorcycle ride, again sponsored by USAA, will depart Fort Dodge, Kansas on August 12th and travel west to Reno, Nevada, site of the Legion's 99th National Convention. The route will take riders along Route 50 through Kansas, Colorado, and Utah before winding up in Nevada. The run will cover nearly 1,400 miles. It's beautiful country, and it's going to be a very interesting ride, Legacy Run Chief Road Captain Bob Sussan says. Unfortunately, there are not many big Legion posts along U.S. 50, so we've had to be a bit creative. Rather than leaving from Indianapolis, which has been the starting point for 10 out of 11 Legacy Runs, this year's ride will leave from Fort Dodge. The Kansas Soldiers' Home, about 5 miles east of Dodge City, will host a hog roast for riders on the evening of August 11th and a morning breakfast to kick off the event. There will be dinner stops at American Legion Post 2 in Pueblo, Colorado, and American Legion Post 16 in Fallon, Nevada, as well as multiple wreath-laying ceremonies along the way. There will also be at least 2 Operation Comfort Warriors donation presentations. Riders still wanting to register online can do so until early August. Because there won't be any lunch stops at Legion posts, participants are encouraged to purchase lunches during registration. Those who do not pre-purchase lunches will be expected to bring their own food each day and safely transport it. To speed up organized fuel stops, prepayment for fuel is mandatory on this year's ride. Prepayment is based on a formula assuming that riders will fill up their motorcycles on their own each night and come to the morning rally with a full tank of gas. The Legacy Run helps raise money for the American Legion Legacy Scholarship Fund, which provides college money for the children of U.S. military personnel killed on active duty on or after September 11, 2001, as well as children of post-9/11 veterans with a combined VA disability rating of 50% or higher. Last year's Legacy Run helped raise more than $1 million for the third straight year. In 11 years, the ride has helped raise more than $7 million. www.legion.org/riders/legacy-run. Legacy Run, August 12th through 16th. Day 1, Fort Dodge, Kansas. Riders begin their journey at the Kansas Soldiers' Home. Lamar, Colorado, lunch at Cow Palace. Pueblo, Colorado, final stop and dinner at Post 2. Day 2, Gunnison, Colorado, lunch at American Legion Memorial Park. Grand Junction, Colorado, final stop and wreath-laying at Veterans Memorial Cemetery. Day 3, Green River, Utah, wreath-laying ceremony and lunch at Green River City Park. Emery County, Utah, stop at the Spotted Wolf Scenic View Area. Richfield, Utah, final stop and wreath-laying at Sevier Valley Veterans Memorial. Day 4, Baker, Nevada, lunch stop. Ely, Nevada, wreath-laying at Ely Veterans Memorial and dinner at Elks Lodge No. 1469. Day 5, Wednesday, August 16th. Austin, Nevada, lunch at Austin Country Park. Fallon, Nevada, dinner at Post 16.